All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to headline, or be in the co-feature, rather, of Bellator 291. That goes down on February the 25th. A very intriguing featherweight fight, possibly a title eliminator, something I want to get into as we get more into this conversation. We have Jeremy Kennedy and Pedro Carvalho getting out there to test skills, and happy to have Pedro on the show today. How's your day going there, man?
Great. You don't need to try to be some Portuguese. You can just say Pedro, that I know that is much easier for native English language. all good.
Yeah, I just honestly recently realized I was pronouncing it wrong, though. Shout out to Severe MMA's Andy Stevenson coming through with the proper pronunciation.
Yeah,
I just wanted to, you know, give it the proper pronunciation. I feel like it's your due. I probably botched it a little bit, but I'm trying out here. But in any event, this is a... But yeah, this is a big fight coming up here. And like I was kind of saying in the intro, it kind of seems like this one would, you know, be a title eliminator, potentially, just both of you being, you know, highly ranked contenders in the division. I mean, you're at number 3 and he's at number 5. And I saw you had a post kind of saying, like, you're going to be fighting for the number 1 contender spot. Is that something Bellator has expressly communicated to you, or more of just something you're, I guess, making an inference with because of where you're at in the rankings?
No, 100%. It's a number 1 contender fight. Of course, it's not written in the contract, but it was when we settled this fight in, was pretty much discussed that way. So, of course, we never know the future, but it's pretty... Like, I'm not going to say 100%, but yeah, after I win this fight, I'm fighting for the belt.
Yeah, and is there a certain sense of redemption within that, just having previously, you know, fought Patricio Pitbull for the belt? I know you still have that idea of cementing yourself as, like, a champion and doing it for Portugal, as well as, like, it being an individual accomplishment. So would there be an extra level of redemption to it, being that it would be, like, a second crack at the title and everything?
You know, I'm not really thinking about redemption or revenge or whatever. I'm just thinking about me being world champion. That's it. I don't care if he's against Patrice, if he will be against anyone else. I don't really care. My focus is, of course, winning Jeremy Kennedy next week and then become world champion. That's all my focus is. I don't care about names. I don't care about nothing. I just care about me being champion. And that was it. Of course, it will be nice if I get the shot of a rematch against Patricia and prove what I've been said. But, you know, we never know what's going to happen in the future. So I'm not going to get stuck about that idea. What I do know and the reality that I can control is me winning this fight, become number 1 contender, and fight for the belt. The rest for me is rest.
So I guess you weren't paying too much attention to that comment Adam Borix put on one of your recent photos. Like you had an Instagram post where you were like talking about how you're kind of like readying to become number 1 in the division, and you kind of seemed like he was chirping a little bit in the comments. I guess you're not really paying much attention to that sort of thing right now, eh?
No, I think I know what you're talking about. You're saying a post that he commented.
Yeah, he said 2 fights ago you just lost against an unranked guy, but all right.
No, I left an answer there. I just answered like I don't really know why he's so sore about me becoming number 1. Maybe because he knows that after this fight he's gonna lose the number 1 in the rankings. Maybe that's just hurting him a little bit, but you know, it's all good. You know, I don't right now. My focus not at all targeting to him. My focus is on becoming number 1 contender, and I know alongside that there will always be people that don't like a lot that idea, that actually wasn't expecting me to be what I am right now. But you know, bad to them, I'm here, and you know, they always count me off, but that didn't stop me to be what I am. And you know, I'm one step away to become again on the top of the division. The other time, they because, you know, I'm kind of used to, they always make excuses for my success, But the fact is, I'm still here, and I'm, you know, I'm, like I said, one step away from become world champion.
Yeah, for sure, and a lot of cool facets to this next fight, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't touch on the last one at Bellator 285, just because it seemed like a pretty, you know, comprehensive performance there, and beating a, you know, well-rounded, you know, top contender as well, and, you know, Mads Bernal, someone who's presently number six. Like, what were your main, I guess, takeaways and assessments of that last fight? It seemed like a big one.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was a big one. If we forget about just a bit of even in terms of level, that was till today my biggest challenge to date, and I'm pretty happy because in my eyes it was my best performance. You know, most of the people might remember Derek Campos' performance where I just went like a wrecking ball and went through, but I do think that my best performance was against Mads Bernal, not only because of the level of the competition, but also it was just a complete performance where I never really got in danger, and then I was better in the striking and, you know, also surpassed him in his own strength, that was the grappling section. So, yeah, I was very happy. I was very happy. You know, I was happy to see the results of my work, the results of the work that I've been putting on, of the changes that I made in me and in my game, and see all that came through. It just was cool. It was very satisfying, and I think it was the first time ever where I was genuinely happy about a performance of mine, because I'm always so criticized about myself. And last time, it was the first time where I felt cool about what I did.
Yeah, it's good to have that kind of momentum heading into this one, not even just with it being a title eliminator and everything, but, you know, being in front of that Dublin crowd. And I actually spoke to you before your Bellator 270 fight that was at Three Arena, and we were kind of talking about how, to you, it's like the pound-for-pound best crowd in MMA. Can you talk about just, I guess, the feelings of what it's like being at the nucleus of that crowd reaction? I'm very curious. It seems like it's a, you know, very intense moment.
Oh, man, it's so hard to put into words because it's so special. It pretty is a show inside of a show. You know what I mean? You have the show, Bellator, and inside of the show, Bellator Dublin, there's another show that is the crowd. It's so amazing. And on top of that, having that same crowd in your favor, supporting you, sharing for you, and by rating with your wins, it's hard to put in words. So special. It's moments that I will take it for the rest of my life. I will remember for the rest of my life because they are truly special. And you know, I'm buzzing to have that again in 1 week, feel that again. And you know, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, and one of those times we were talking to, like, even before that aforementioned last fight in Ireland, like, we were talking about, like, just that momentum of, you know, SBG Ireland heading into these Dublin cards. Like, you were saying there's always, like, good momentum in the gym all throughout the year, but a certain, like, extra something special when it's, like, one of these Dublin cards. And, I mean, we've got, like, Sinead Kavanaugh, Peter Queeley, Carl Moore. Like, can you speak to just how that feels, like, the team representation for SBG on this event?
Yeah, it really is a very special experience to have, because the experience is not only on fight night, it goes all the way to the very first day of camp, where you see, because, you know, we have the mats full 365 days a year, but when you have a big group of guys fighting in the same show, you know, you can imagine the atmosphere is just special. It's just unique, and their full experience just starts, you know, from day one in camp, all the way to the end of camp, and then it's the vibe around. It's so great on fight week when we are all in the hotel. It's always the great buzz. It's always the great vibe around. All the way to fight night, it's just great when we are, like, you can see that you are on the lobby, and normally, you know, I had the chance of being one of the last fighters on both times fighting, and you know, just watching my teammates going into the arena, you know, like we are going into war, you know, and you have these every time we look at each other, you know, and let's go, let's get it, let's get this done, and it's so unique, so cool, you know. It's and it's, I think it's even unfair to try to put into words, because it truly is an amazing and special and unique experience.
Yeah, and you always struck me as like a humble guy and everything, especially from like the roots you kind of came from. Like the very first time we were talking, you were discussing a lot of like the hardships that you were, that you had in place when you kind of like initially brought your family like over to Ireland and stuff like that. And you were like working in like a factory, like pretty arduous, rough job that was like really like wearing down on you, it seemed like, but you persevered through. And I mean, you're in this great position now. Like, do you kind of look at it through that kind of context too, like just where you came from and just appreciating the whole thing like that?
Oh, big time. You know, I my entire life, I always was a very positive guy. I always, since a kid, I always looking into every single thing, and I had a very hard childhood because, you know, I come from very poor background. But even though I always kind of learn, I don't know how or why, but I think it's just my personality, I just look at everything in a positive perspective and make out of their bad situation a good situation. And I look back, to be honest, to those times with a bit of nostalgia. Of course, I don't want to get back there. I'm very comfortable with the life that I have right now, and that I can give to my family. But I look back with not only with some nostalgia, but with big pride of myself. Of course, we want to win belts, and that's what really we want. But at the same time, my journey is already so rich because I was able to overcome so much stuff to be here again, you know, to be here talking to you, to be here fighting for the number one contender. And people don't imagine the amount of stuff that I have to go through, you know. Like you say, I have to work in a factory in Portugal, then I came to Ireland, I have to clean toilets, train, and fight at the same time until I got my Bellator contract. And then was, you know, I spent the first 18 months of my first son, you know, away. They were in Portugal, I was here trying to, you know, fight and join money to bring them over. And then was the Patricio loss. It has been, you know, I had to prove to myself over and over and over again how strong I am, and looking back to all those episodes and see myself overcome them, it not only gives me a huge feeling of pride in myself, but it also kind of motivates me and boosts me and makes me see, you know, how great I am in a way, and how far I will go. And every time, you know, I'm more anxious or more, not that I, you know, I rarely have doubt feelings about myself, but, you know, every time I feel nervous about a fight coming up, I just remember what I went through, because a fight comparing to what I went through, it's nothing. And I overcome all that, so the fight will be easy. And yeah, that's how I look back to that.
Yeah, and in talking about this next fight, like, I'm curious to, you know, get your thoughts on Jeremy Kennedy, because obviously a well-traveled individual with like wins in like UFC, PFL, obviously very experienced and ranked highly within Bellator now, and has impressive back-to-back wins too. Like, in terms of like his stylistic attributes, like, what do you think he really does well when he's out there fighting?
Well, I think that his main thing, I will say, from what I see, is he's consistent. He's not a shining fighter. He's not a guy with like highlight reel stuff, but he's consistent. He always fights good, and he's pretty well rounded. Even though his main thing is his grappling, but stylistically, you know, I do see it as like probably one of the best fighters in the division for me stylistically, and I know the fight in his behalf is going to be very, or he's going to try to make it very similar to what it was against Mads Vernel. You know, he's going to try to beat me against the fans, take me down, keep me down. You know, but if there's a thing that I'm well prepared, it's for those kind of games. You know, if on fight night it try to stand and bang with me, I will gladly be there. But I do know, I do believe that he's going to try to take me down, of course, because it's his thing. And I'm super prepared to that. And, you know, I just see my hand being raised February 25th.
It's a very exciting fight for sure. Definitely a lot of high stakes. But you've been very good with your time, man. I want to be mindful of the rest of your schedule too, though. So is there any like parting final thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Yeah, just, you know, February 25th, tune in. And don't blink, you might miss it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight against Jeremy Kennedy, and I appreciate you coming on and giving great insights ahead of that. You have a good one, man.
Thank you.